You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, several weeks ago, there were some developments around the counterfeiting space. There have been various things that have been unfolding in this space, and one of those things has been the fact that we're seeing an increase in the number of counterfeit goods that are making their way into SA markets. And that's a serious concern because it creates a lot of worry around how people are getting these goods into the country, what's being done about them, and more importantly, how to address it. One of these concerns has spilled over into a large retail company as well that has recently been on the receiving end of some very negative movements around the goods that they've been imported. It's forced them to take these goods off the shelf, and we're going to be taking a look at some of the legal sides of addressing counterfeits, dealing with trademarks, and understanding what a legitimate product should look like and what protections are there for consumers. More importantly, I'm joined on the line by the partner and trademark attorney at Adams & Adams, Yannick Renier, to take a look at this and try and understand what we can make of this. Good evening, Yannick. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding the trademark laws in South Africa and how those laws are designed to protect consumers against counterfeit products.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yes, I think that is very important. I mean, every brand owner, as consumers would refer to them, should be aware of the steps that they should take to protect their valuable assets. And we certainly have the legislation in place. So as a starting place, we would definitely advise these brand owners to file and register their trademarks. Once those marks are registered, they have the relief that is provided for in the Trademarks Act, which includes obtaining interdicts, preventing these third parties from taking advantage of their brands.
Now, there's two things to look at here. From a brand perspective, as the brand owner, you register the trademark, and understanding, of course, that there's trademark registrations around the world and you need to register trademarks in South Africa to be protected by South African law. I want to look at that in a second, but I want to start by looking at the role of the distributors, the suppliers, and those that consumers purchase from. Because more often than not, I mean, if you're purchasing from an online store or you're purchasing from an intermediary, a distributor, there it gets a bit gray there. But if I'm purchasing from what I would think would be a reliable retail environment, there should be some level of responsibility that those retailers have taken to ensure that they've got the right products.
That is so, and they are quite at risk if they do not do that. I mean, the act of counterfeiting, if you are dealing with counterfeit goods, you can be held liable and be found guilty of an offense. So there is certainly a responsibility on retailers to do their homework, to check that the products are genuine, and just get their ducks in a row.
How do we know whether or not the products are properly registered and licensed and regulated? Because as a potential retailer, I could come out and say, I had no knowledge that this was a counterfeit good at the time that I imported it from outside the country. And since then, I've taken it off my shelf, for example. How do we know that proper due care has been followed?
So in South Africa, there is a register of trademarks. It's quite easily accessible. So retailers could certainly start there and do a check of the brand and see who is the registered proprietor. That would certainly be a starting point.
And in the case of a retailer that has a lot of brands, I can imagine this becomes difficult when you are stocking multiple brands from around the world and you kind of have to keep a consolidated register of all of this. Is there a workaround for that, whether from a retailer perspective or from a consumer perspective, to just say, hey, heads up, this is a consolidation of the current authorized trademarks in South Africa, and should we be giving more visibility towards that kind of list?
I can imagine that that would be quite difficult to maintain with fast-moving consumer goods. I'm not sure how you would manage that practically and how consumers would be able to access that as well. So I can imagine that that would be quite difficult.
What do we then do from a registration process? So let's look at the other side of it from a product perspective or from a product manufacturer point of view. I've got a product. I want the product to be trademarked. There's a process I need to go through. I could reach out to an IP company or legal firm such as Adams & Adams to help this process along. But what are some of the easy things I need to be aware of when registering a trademark?
So definitely we would advise third parties considering to register a trademark to do a search, you know, do a check. You want your mark to be respected, so do that check. Make sure that the mark that you want to use is available for registration in South Africa. And then you would file it with the registrar who would examine the mark, and it would go through the process. It would be accepted and advertised, and third parties could oppose that mark should they wish to, and then it will proceed to registration. And it is a step that is essential at the beginning of the process, because even if you are considering, let's say if you're considering going into South Africa, you have 5 years from the date of issuance of the registration certificate to start trading. So, you know, you don't need to have immediate plans, but you must certainly have an intention to start to trade and to use that trademark in the territory. So it's being proactive on the part of entrepreneurs and brand owners that want to come into a territory to really do the due diligence.
Yani, how do we use this kind of legal tool in our arsenal to fight counterfeit goods? I'm thinking about the recent developments we've seen in the media with young children dying from the wrong kinds of products and all sorts of things there. And obviously that presents a different kind of health concern. But the manufacturers of those products would have trademarks in place from their perspective. Is there something we can then use within trademark law to say that if you as a service provider, as a intermediary, or as a company selling these things, if you are found to be selling counterfeit goods, these are the consequences?
So that's obviously an important consideration, and that's effectively what needs to happen, is consumers need to be protected. So immediately one of the thoughts that I had is that it is possible to register or record your trademark with customs. So that would be, I suppose, the first stop and check to make sure that those unauthorized goods don't enter into South Africa if they are manufactured abroad. And then in terms of our Counterfeit Goods Act, you can in fact lay a complaint and obtain a warrant for search and seizure to remove those goods that you suspect are counterfeit from the shelf. So that is definitely steps that you could take.
See, now that's an interesting perspective, pairing trademark law with customs law to protect the South African environment and the South African consumers. Certainly something worth looking into, and something perhaps we should send to our friends at the Department of Trade and Industry and International Cooperation. We'll leave it at that. Yani, thanks so much for the time and the insights. Yani Krunier, a partner and a trademark attorney at Adams & Adams, on how trademark laws could potentially be used to fight and address the counterfeit problem.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.